time for Dean Richards Entertainment Headlines. Good to be back with you, Dean. Good morning.
Good morning.
I saw a little bit of the Emmys last night.
And, you're lucky.
I gathered Nate Bargatze was not really on his game last night.
He was not. He's a really good stand-up comedian. As are a lot of really good stand-up comedians who try hosting award shows, and they find out what hard work it is, how very, very difficult it is. And, at first I thought he was just playing it safe. At first I thought he was just a little nervous. Both of those things may be the case, but there just really was not a lot of substance to what he brought to the show. The biggest thing that he did was this stunt, which he, told the audience that he was going to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Clubs. And they had 45 seconds to give their speech. For every second that they went over 45 seconds, they would reduce that amount of $100,000 by $1,000. So the amount was going up and down all night. It was cute the first couple of times. After 3 hours of this very same joke over and over and over again, that was going absolutely nowhere. Nobody was paying attention to it. Everybody was just, talking the way they normally would talk and didn't really do anything. It dragged the night down, in my opinion. At the end of the day, everybody ignored it, and the original $100,000 was reduced, I don't know by how much, and as, at least I thought, at the end, Nate Bargatze is going to, make a huge donation at the end of the show, which he did, to make up for it all. But it was a painful 3 hours to watch. Oh, brother, I know I always say I watch so you don't have to. I may have to renege on that as we get into award season. Somebody else may have to watch so you don't have to.
Are you saying it was worse than watching the Bears?
It was not a good Sunday for television viewing, let's just say.
Yeah. I'm still trying to figure out and analyze Colbert's speech after he won the Emmy. I got part of it, and then another part of it you could take a couple of different ways. I don't know what to make of it exactly. Do you?
Yeah, we have. Well, I think he was saying, well, you'll hear a little clip of what he was saying. He thanked his staff. He thanked everybody who's worked on his show over the years. And then, at the end of what he says, you'll hear him say this in a second, that sometimes you don't know what you have until it's gone. And he said that he loves America. He loves America more than ever. And if things get you down, like having your show canceled, that you just try to rise up, a little bit higher than that.
That part I got.
Yeah, it was, I guess, overall kind of positive. For the winners and losers, the show that got the most awards last night, 6 in all, was Adolescence, the four-part limited series on Netflix that won Best Series, for limited or anthology. It won Best Actor. It won Best Supporting Actor. The little kid that starred in it, Owen Cooper, 15 years old, he won Best Supporting Actor. So in terms of who won the most last night, it was Adolescence. Who won the most overall, because they've had technical awards the previous couple of weeks, that was Seth Rogen's This Studio that took 13 awards, which is the most of any comedy of all time. So it was a great night for them. It was a great night for The Pitt. Noah Wiley, after being nominated 7 times for ER, now this is going back into the 90s, he's been nominated 7 different times. He's never won. Finally, he got his first Emmy Award last night for his lead role in The Pitt. Jean Smart won her 4th Emmy for her role in Hacks, her seventh Emmy overall, but four for this movie Hacks. Take a listen to what some of the winners had to say last night, including Noah Wiley, including Colbert, Gene Smart. You'll recognize their voices. Yeah. So there you go. Colbert winning Best Talk Show of the Year. He got a huge standing ovation when he presented an award. He was one of the very first presenters. And, you know, he came out and after the standing ovation, he said, "Is anybody hiring? I'll be looking for a job. I've got," apparently he had his whole staff there. Like he said, "I've got 200 people here who are all going to be looking for work in June of next year." He was kind of funny with that whole thing. But as talk shows go, it was kind of a mess last night. It was just boring and
Well, you all owe me. Nothing else.
I'll watch so you don't have to. You all owe me for this one.
More from Dean momentarily. So, Dean, here's my question. How is the bear in the comedy category at the Emmys?
Well, they even made fun of it on the show last night of shows which are dramatic being put into the comedy category. That's been the question for years about the bear. How does it get into that? It's wherever the shows are entered by the producers. I think that's how it works. And there's enough comedic content in there where, you know, nobody questioned it. But how interesting is this? Last year, the bear, you know, it's been the promised child at the Emmys for the last few years. Last year, it won 11 Emmy Awards. This year, not one Emmy Award. Not even one. So the magic of the bear seems to be getting a little dull. The bear is much like the Bears were yesterday. Both had very, very bad days yesterday.
And let's see, have we heard what we want to hear from last night? Any other highlights to play or talk about? Is that it?
Well, with the top winners, I guess. Doing a little water cooler talk today. These were the shows that and performers that wound up taking awards at the Emmys last night.
Anybody get political last night?
There were a couple of political moments, regarding the state of assassination of the conservative commentator. I'm sorry, I'm blanking on his name.
Charlie Kirk.
Mm-hmm. Charlie, right. Not on that. At least everybody was tasteful about that last night. But Javier Bardem was wearing a kitayef, one of those Palestinian scarves, traditional scarves, around his neck. And on the red carpet, he didn't get up on stage. He didn't win, but on the red carpet, he was talking about Free Palestine, how he would never work for any company that endorses genocide, as he called it. But the actress, Hannah Enbeiner, who did win for Best Supporting Actress in Comedy for Hacks, she did make a quick statement at the end of her speech, also saying Free Palestine. And backstage, she elaborated on that more, saying that she is a Jewish woman and that she just wanted to differentiate Jewish people from the state of Israel by saying that. But, you know, compared to years past, remember back in the day where every speech was political?
Right.
It's like nothing but political speeches. There were only those two really quick moments that happened during the show last night, and they came and went so quickly you barely noticed them. I have spent more time talking about them now than they actual took place during the award show.
I hope you have a break before the next award show. Sounds like you need one.
Oh, man. Okay, and here's the other thing. It's like, stand by. We've got a tribute to the Golden Girls coming up. Because yesterday was the 40th anniversary of when the Golden Girls went on the air. So I thought that they would have something nice, like a nice montage of clips or something like that. It was Reba McEntire and two other country singers who sang the theme song.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big tribute.
That's it?
All they did was sing the theme song.
I have two words for you.
The whole show.
I have two words for you, Dean. Antenna TV.
That's right.
Talk to you tomorrow.
I could have been watching Barney Miller. Darn it.
Thank you.